From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In 1950, the Joseph Mankiewicz film No Way Out told the story of a hoodlum who was laid up in a prison hospital. This music was from Alfred Newman's score. They used it for the trailer. In those days, when they needed someone to play a bad guy like Ray Biddle, there was an actor on the scene who was perfect. He'd made his debut 3 years earlier as a killer in Kiss of Death. And here he was, confronted by Linda Darnell, who was playing his sister-in-law.
Why couldn't it be you that got killed instead of Johnny?
That's your favorite question, ain't it? Only the last time you asked it wasn't about being dead.
You scum.
It was why couldn't it be you I married to instead of Johnny?
You dirty scum.
Sounded good in the dark.
I should have killed you.
You had other things on your mind.
That actor was Richard Widmark, who died this week at his home in Connecticut. He was 93. David Thompson is the author of the Biographical Dictionary of Film. He joins us from San Francisco. When we speak of Richard Widmark, what do you think of first?
Well, I think you have to remember that debut. He played one of the most vicious killers in American film, even allowing for changes in time and context. But in 1947, in Kiss of Death, he pushed an old lady in a wheelchair down a staircase, and then he giggled.
He giggled, yeah.
It went into the nervous system of the nation, and it was, you know, it was one of the great villain debuts of all time.
Widmark thereafter was cast often as just a nasty guy, or at least a tough guy.
Yeah, for a few years he could not escape that, and I think that it pained him to a good degree because he was an enormously amiable, decent man, very, very far from this character. But you know, when you make your first impact like that, then everyone wants you to repeat it forever. And it took a good 10 years before I think people understood that he had a very decent side to him, too.
He acted in several Westerns, and he said that the Westerns agreed with him, except he couldn't ride.
Yeah, he had a sort of naturally suntanned face, the eyes wide apart, and he had that Midwestern drawl. He had a very good, deep voice. He'd come from radio, and he looked great in cowboy clothes, playing either villains or heroes. And if he couldn't ride, you never noticed it.
Because the part for which I guess I'll remember him most was from Judgment at Nuremberg, which was totally different from everything else we've said just now. He was a prosecutor at the war crimes in that
movie. That's right. And, he was encouraged in that film by the director, Stanley Kramer, to be very fierce, very tough in the film, because Maximilian Schell, who was the defense attorney, he had the sort of rather more interesting argument to make. And Widmark was quite brutal, quite tough in that film, but did it very, very well. He was typical of the actors of that generation who could do more than they were normally asked to do, if you know what I mean.
He was someone who really was a talented actor, limited in terms of what we saw for several years because of that giggle.
Yes, because of that, and because you get typecast, and a certain range of parts become available. He was also, I think, compared with many actors, not a tremendous self-promoter. He liked his private life, and he was a very quiet man. He didn't go out and boast about what he could do.
It's David Thompson, author of the Biographical Dictionary of Film, speaking with us about Richard Widmark, who died this week at the age of 93. Mr. Thompson, thank you very much.
Okay.